Good morning. It's, I think, just after 9, Thursday the 26th of November. And I haven't done one of these for a little while. I felt somewhat compelled to, only because I've just been seeing lots of work recently that has involved some level of audience participation. It's, of course, I'm talking about live work, predominantly contemporary performance theatre work. And I say involves audience participation. That is above and beyond what might usually be expected of an audience in a conventional sense. Of course, this is with an underlying knowledge, I suppose, that any kind of live event, there is a relationship between the audience and the performer, and an implication there that shouldn't be undersold as non-existent. In fact, I'm relatively firmly of the belief that the reason that we still find ourselves in situations where we're seeing live work is largely due to that inherent, innate, if you like, implication of an audience. I've also been having a number of students that have been talking to me about this and work that they're developing. And I think that in some ways it's quite important to take something of a position. And I suppose so. I'm of the following opinion in a way, and that is that the potential for participation of an audience member is a cause of great anxiety for that audience member. And I think the reasons for this are twofold, really. Firstly, there's a definite fear of exposure, being made to look a fool. But secondly, and more importantly, and of course inextricably linked to the first point, is the fear of failure, the fear of doing it wrong, the fear of letting down the performance or the performers. Ultimately, of course, this is a fear of responsibility. And for the most part, audiences are on our side as artists, from the position of artists. Audiences are on our side. If you put them in a space with you, in a close proximity to you, this proportion of audiences becomes even greater. In fact, I think they want you to like them, and they want to like you. They're on the side of the performance. And this is, from a performer's point of view, an extraordinarily powerful position. We're not in the business of conducting exposing trickery, of uncomfortable bullying. And anyone who lists this as an agenda or concern is an idiot. A stupid idiot with an innate insecurity in their own material. The opposite is not a flowery, entertaining, fluffy, feel-good, soppy, preachy, or worthy work. It is in fact subtle, with a recognition of the dialogic contract between performer and audience. It is smart and knowing. It is respectful and even, on occasion, empowering. It is often charming and easy. But above all, when it's there, it is necessary. There, said it.